This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, we've talked a little bit about Sean Payton moving on from his offensive coordinator, his wide receivers coach, his cornerbacks coach. Well, this guy he's not moving on from. This guy's moving on from him, Pete Carmichael. The Buffalo Bills are hiring Pete Carmichael to be their offensive coordinator, according to ESPN. He is currently the Denver Broncos senior offensive assistant, and he brings, I guess, coordinating experience from 15 years. So Sean Payton's staff, Mike, good or bad, is leaving. Firing, moving on. Davis Webb, we'll get into that here in a minute. But is that a little concerning to you that Sean's moved on from several guys already and then you get this news of Carmichael and we're waiting to see what happens with Davis Webb?
It could go either way. I could say, oh, the wide receivers coach is gone. Our wide receivers have been doing so well this year. I'm so concerned about that position.
What about Joe Lombardi? Is that
concerning? I've got some concerns, but like maybe Sean Payton's like, we need to improve on offense and our defensive backs coordinator. We could, I don't know about
that.
That's a lot of jobs to fill out.
It's just a lot of jobs now to try to figure out. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, wow, Pete Carmichael's gone. So that is, you know, I don't see this team doing anything. But when you start stacking up the names, and then you have the whole weird Bo Nix, Sean Payton, Ankle Gate. That's what we're going to call it now, Ankle Gate. It's a little odd. The optics of it after going to an AFC championship, just all of it seems kind of strange to me.
Yet you expect like your offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator to be absconded with from you. You don't expect to be like, you're fired and you're fired and you're fired.
Is Vance going to get a job? Is he going to get the head coaching gig at Arizona? Because that's been very quiet. I haven't heard much about it at all.
It's been very CSU quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
Although if it's CSU quiet, they're going to like hire someone from Jacksonville or something.
Yeah, I just... The longer this goes, and I mean, maybe with the Raiders in Arizona, they're the last two, right, that haven't filled out their head coaching position. Are they waiting for the Super Bowl to be over? I mean, are they going to poach some of those guys from the Seahawks or the Patriots?
It's quite possible. I mean, the Seahawks have a lot of good coordinators.
And so do the, I mean, Josh McDaniels is going to be back in the running for
a coaching gig. I would love to see him work for the Raiders
again.
Well,
he did. No, I mean, the Cardinals, I guess. The Cardinals would be the only one.
I want to see him be offensive coordinator for the Raiders.
Is there a chance that Vance Joseph's back as the DC next year for Denver? That would be like, you're losing all these coaches, you're firing all these coaches, but if somehow you're able to retain Vance Joseph? And then so Davis Webb pulled his name out of consideration for the Raiders job, Mike. Sean Payton just fired Joe Lombardi. That move probably works together, doesn't it? Hey, Davis, we want you here. You want to step up. You want to be the coordinator. We'll get rid of Lombardi and bring you in. Yeah, it would seem so. But my question is he going to, if you're Davis Webb, wouldn't you want, if you're going to be the coordinator and not go be a head coach, wouldn't you want to be able to make decisions? Wouldn't you want to be the guy that's calling plays?
I mean, if I was him, I would talk to the head coach and be like, okay, why don't you allow me to either have a clock in front of your face so you know how much time is left, or you just let me think about it.
Would Sean Payton would never give up control, though. I don't see him as a guy that's like, I'll do what it takes to keep you here. Because I look at Sean and say, maybe he's learning in his career. I don't know. But I don't see him as the guy that's like, I want that guy so badly to stay here, which apparently everyone does. I don't understand it. He must just blow people away. When he played, he must have blown people away with his football knowledge. Because everybody seems to want this dude. And it sounds like he's going to stick around and be the OC, but that just leads me to, is he going to get power then? Is he going to get some power? Offensive coordinators, Mike, agree or disagree? Offensive coordinators on a team where the coach is the offensive-minded guy are the least talked about dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it that Davis Webb, and I mean no disrespect, I'm just asking, is like this sought-after guy? Because it wasn't just the Raiders' job. There were several people interested in him. Why is Pete Carmichael moving up and becoming the OC for the Bills, Mike? This offense, did the Denver offense do anything particularly special this year?
I mean, they had that fourth-quarter miracle
that's getting guys jobs?
I think there's a lot of potential in Denver. I'm just wondering, how many pieces do we need? Do we need that one piece wide receiver, that one piece tight end, that one piece running back? There's so much.
So maybe
that the Broncos
they're viewing the Broncos as, wow, you were able to win a lot of games, but we've evaluated your roster, and offensively, you just don't have the guys. Yet you were still able to find a way to score points. I mean, they weren't the worst offense in the league by any stretch. They were probably middle of the road, slightly above that.
Worst offense through the first three quarters.
Yeah. I mean, they usually could get down the field on that opening drive, but it ended in a field goal. Maybe that's the reasoning behind all this. Is, hey, we're if you're really diving deeply into the Broncos construction, then it's, well, you didn't have any dogs at receiver. Couldn't run the ball. You didn't really have a dog at tight end.
Didn't try to run the ball.
Had a good offensive line when it came to pass protection, but not much for running the football. And Bo Nix was, if you did evaluating like I did, I know there's a lot of people that will tell you that Bo Nix has arrived and he is, go ahead and get ready to retire his number. But I'm still saying he's a slightly above average quarterback right now, with a big year coming up, and I will be very curious to see what he does with some weapons.
His ankles have certainly arrived.
What does that mean?
I mean, we know about his ankles now.
Okay. Yeah, we do. We know a lot more about Bo's ankles than we probably know about anybody else's body parts, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to say something serious right now.
I'm guessing it won't be.
No, this is serious. Like, I don't know how great my ankles are, but I would trade, if I had quality ankles, I would trade my quality ankles to Bo Nix while he has his tenure on the Broncos.
I don't know what you're doing. It's not a serious thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm just curious because Pete Carmichael is now going to be the OC for the Bills. And now you got, you know, Joe Lombardi's gone because I guess he's the scapegoat. But how is he? That move was not made, and we had the text the other day saying it was that move because was that a scapegoat kind of move? I don't think so. I think this was, Davis, what do we got to do to keep you? Is there any chance you stick around for another year at least? Help me kind of get this offense right, because we know in order to win, actually go to the next step, which is win the AFC Championship, get to the Super Bowl, hoist that trophy, we're going to have a better offense. We're going to have to be able to run the ball. Now, you guys, there's a lot of people that say, no, it's as simple as Bo Nix is in that game against the Patriots and you win. It's not. It's just not. So with Sean talking to Davis Webb, like, hey, we'll keep you here. You get a pay raise. You get a promotion. Maybe you get a little control. Okay, that would do it. Fine. Go do your due diligence. But in the meantime, I'll clear out Joe Lombardi, too.
Going back to that AFC Championship, if you do have Bo Nix or a running game, you win that game.
If you have a running game, I think you win that game. I don't think Stidham is nearly as bad as, again, I think.
He had that one bad play.
Yeah, the one bad play that will probably go down in history is the worst playoff play outside of the Raheem Moore over the head.
Raheem the Dream Moore.
Which play is worse?
That was worse. That was worse.
He just
the Raheem Moore.
At least Stidham's trying to make a play. Raheem just let a ball go way over the free safety on the play.
That's football 101.
Nothing behind you. If the guy catches it and you miss the tackle, that's one thing. But the ball just goes over your head, and it will forever be a haunting day in Broncos history because Baltimore went on to win the Super Bowl. Denver might have had number four. At that point, well, I guess it would have been three at that point, and then ultimately leading to number four. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Lombardi did have some interesting things to say, Michael. He told the Denver Gazette, Chris Thomason, Sean decided to move on. I don't think it's ever a surprise. You could tell he was in one of those moods where he felt like some changes to be made, and I guess he decided one of those was me. I've been around him long enough to kind of read the tea leaves. Dude, Lombardi's been with Sean Payton since 2007. He joined him as an offensive assistant with the Saints. They were together for a while, and then obviously Sean moved on from the Saints, and then they joined forces when he became the Broncos head coach. Is Davis Webb so freaking good that you sacrificed a long-term relationship just to promote him to OC that might not even call the plays? I'm telling you guys, this is weird. This week has been weird, and I don't understand the Davis Webb. I'm not saying he's bad at what he does. Just make it make sense to me.
He could really be that good.
Maybe, but is he going to get the chance to show it? Because if I remember right, Sean Payton's got the world's biggest playbook stuck in his face, and he's reading through that and... Do we see him giving that up? I just have a really hard time seeing Sean Payton give that up. And so for Davis Webb, it's going to be more of a, okay, you're my coordinator. You're helping me scheme in the lab before the game, but I'm still the one making all the decisions on game time. On game day. I just find it all kind of odd here.
This sounds like if you found another Micah, only that other Micah knew about the Nuggets. You'd get rid of me. You'd be like, I've been
any
with,
person
with Brady. For
I've already
months.
Done the hiring and nobody's applying. I've already done it. You don't have to know the Nuggets. It's just be any person. I've already done this, Mike, and no calls. Nobody wants the job.
Are you that high maintenance?
I promoted it on the air. I guess if you want the job, I've had people text, but seriously, show up. You got the job. Oh, there's someone. No, he doesn't want the job. Show up and you get the job. You don't have to know about the Nuggets. You don't have to know logical things about sports. Look at Michael.
Don't insult your co-host.
Part of me dies every day.
Co-host.
When I hear people say that. I saw it on X a few weeks ago, and somebody said, why are you so mean to your co-host? First off, I'm not that mean to you. I think I treat you very well. Second, and more importantly, you're not the co-host.
Am I being demoted from co-host?
I've never had a co-host. Well, I did have a co-host once. I don't play well with others, Mike. Maybe I'm a control freak. Maybe I'm Sean Payton. I'm not going to give you the keys to call the plays on this show, though. Like that's not going to happen.
You did have that co-host once. I don't think your personalities went well.
No, they did not.
I think your personality.
They did not.
Yeah, your personality definitely works when you drive. And
I'm the driver.
And then you have someone with my genius, you know, really help
surprisingly,
supplement
we you
the
you,
very few weaknesses you have.
You drive me insane. We can all agree on that. Forgot where I was going with that. We actually work well together, though. And listen, all kidding aside, I like having you back there. It's comforting to me to look across and see the sleepy-eyed Michael back there. Is that the same thing for Sean Payton? Is Davis Webb like his security blanket? Is that guy worth, hey, I'm going to fire my buddy who's been with me for a long time, even though our offense wasn't, like, I was in charge of the offense. That's insane to me, man. Like, that'd be like me firing you for not getting enough guests on the show when that's my job. My job is to reach out and get people on the programs. I do that. But maybe we were having a run where we weren't getting great guests on, and I fire you for that. That was a move, not a scapegoat move, I'm convinced now. That was a move to make room for Davis Webb, the most coveted of random position coaches. And I'm not like, listen, he could turn out to be the guy, and this offense is the number one offense in the league. That could happen. I'm not saying anything negative about Davis Webb. All I'm asking is, why are teams wanting to interview him? And people say, well, look what Bo Nix has done in 2 years. Is that Sean Payton? Or is that Davis Webb? And I guess that's the question you ask for anybody that gets a job. When Nathaniel Hackett got hired for some reason as the head coach, is it LaFleur or is it Hackett, who wasn't really calling the plays, but we gave him a head coaching job too?
Or was it Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Turns out it was not Nathaniel Hackett.
I did see Nathaniel Hackett's going to get a job though. Quarterback coach for the Dolphins. Does that do anything for
him? That's something for him.
Good for him. Nice guy. I actually interviewed him once. Nice guy. Really bummed it didn't work out, to be honest.
I'm bummed too, because I would have loved Super Bowls that year. Would have loved a great Super Bowl. I hated all the drama on the sidelines. The only thing I hate worse than losing, well, no, I hate losing first, but I also hate drama. I hate drama on the
sidelines.
Well,
you should hate what's going on with the Broncos right now. There's a lot of drama, Mike.
Is it, though?
I think so.
It could be drama, or maybe it's just like, maybe we're all overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. Like, overreacting would be, wow, they're going to be lucky to win 7 games next year with what's going on this week. No, I don't. Listen, they got 2 key guys on defense they need to figure out if they're going to keep, in Franklin Myers and Jaquan McMillan. Outside of that, this team's probably going to, unless just based if free agency didn't happen, if the draft doesn't happen, to hypothetical world, they get those 2 guys signed, and this team's probably winning games, probably winning enough to get in the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and say they're a Super Bowl favorite. I don't feel that way today. George Pickens might change my mind. Tight end in the draft might change my mind. At 30, is that guy going to be a big impact guy? I don't know. But this team's, the way it's constructed today, I would say they're still a playoff team.
Do you think a brand new defensive backs coordinator will help the Broncos have less pass interferences? Because there were a lot of them last year. It tapered off towards the end, but there were a lot of them.
I didn't know this, Mike. Smitty texting in. Every CU fan likely can't stand Davis Webb. He committed to play in Boulder, then flipped his commitment at the 11th hour. He's the midnight Mel of CU QBs. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's a fun fact for you right
there. Where'd he go play ball?
Oh, come on. I knew you were going to ask that. Where did he play? I mean, he was on several NFL teams. Was it... No. Texas Tech. Was it Texas Tech? Efforting. I'll find it. It's Cal. Yeah, Texas Tech. Okay, I was kind of right. Cal and Texas Tech. And then the Giants took him in the third round of the 2017 draft. He must have done something when he was a backup quarterback in the NFL to turn a lot of heads. Because his name has been all over the place. But Michael, how bad is that Raiders job? That Davis Webb would pull his name out of consideration to go be an offensive coordinator to one of the more, to me, one of the least likely to be willing to give up power and control.
You kept harassing me every time I called Black Monday, Silver and Black Monday. But this is why. They don't want to have a job for a year and a half and then be fired because Mark Davis is impatient that they only have they go 5-12 the first year and they only have 3 wins. It's like that guy is the most impatient person in the world.
I wouldn't tell you. Pete Carroll just came out of retirement. I don't know if he officially retired, but to come back and coach only to get thrown out after 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, with a guy like Pete Carroll, I give him more time. I give him three years.
What was the thought process, though? Hey, let's get Pete Carroll here. We should win a Super Bowl. Oh, we were actually one of the worst teams in the league. See you later. You're going to give a guy, you're going to give Pete. Now, Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos, different story. You gave
him
1 year.
Yeah, drama.
Well, drama. He didn't handle the Russell Wilson stuff well. The play clock stuff was bad. A lot of things were bad. Plus, that's his first year. He has no resume to back on. To stand on. Pete Carroll has a resume. And it's like, okay, maybe this year's going to be bad, but we're going to give you, like, I don't know why they hired him in the first place. I mean, guy's in his 70s, and you're going to take on a project, and you're going to try to take on a rebuild with the Raiders? They didn't really think they were going to somehow be a playoff team this year. I know there were some people that believed they could. Was it Nick Wright?
There were a lot of people
He had the Broncos finishing last, and like, the Chiefs and the Raiders at the top, I think.
From what I heard from a lot of outlets, it was always the Chiefs, then the Chargers, and then it would be the Broncos and the Raiders, and you know, eventually the Raiders would be number two, and it would always be the Chiefs and the Raiders, and the Broncos would be behind. And I'm like, look at where we are now. The Chargers choke again. The Chiefs don't get the help, and they were badly injured this year. So are the Chargers. They're always getting hurt.
Yeah.
Although I don't feel bad for them because like the Broncos have been hurt a lot in the last 10 years.
It's fascinating to me, though. Even the worst NFL head coaching job is still an NFL head coaching job. There's 32 of them. You have a chance to be one of 32. And you would rather go back to being an offensive coordinator with a guy that is very unlikely to relinquish any kind of power.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. You're probably more likely to get a ring under him than with the Raiders. They have not been good since the latter years of Al Davis.
Well, and you know, this is the way this is. There will be at least 4 head coaches gone next year. So if you're Davis Webb, you're thinking, the Raiders job is the worst one. I've hitched my wagon to Sean Payton. We're probably going to be no worse than a playoff team next year. So I'll stay with Sean and improve my resume a bit more. There will literally be any other job outside of the Raiders. But that can backfire, too.
Give him 2 years.
That can backfire, too, though.
I don't think it will.
If Denver struggles, of course you don't. If Denver struggles and their offense is the main reason for the struggles and Bo Nix is the reason for those struggles, then your name goes out of contention.
Well, I think a lot of it, they'll blame it on Bo Nix. A lot of it right now, I think, has to do with the roster. You improve the roster. If the offense doesn't get any better, you're going to blame Sean Payton. You're going to blame Webb.
It's fascinating, man. But listen, as far as drama this week, yes, I do believe there's been some drama. Anytime you fire people, there's drama. Do I think anything that's happened this week is going to affect them when they start the season next year? Win or lose? No. The Sean Payton ankle gate, is fine. That will blow over. Joe Lombardi saying Sean is just in one of those moods, and you could tell. I don't think that's a major deal either. So we'll just pump the brakes a little bit. But to deny that there is drama, yeah, there's some. For a team that just went to the AFC Championship, we're talking three fired coaches, one guy left to go be the OC for the Bills, and you got Bo Nix calling you out saying, I don't think you should talk about my surgeries. You don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, a little drama. But nothing so major that they can't overcome it. 30 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joke. Stick with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, so Bo Nix was asked about Davis Webb. So in the hoopla of the ankle talk, there was actually some other content that's somewhat beneficial. Here's what he had to say about Davis Webb. Well, just speaking for myself, I think Davis is a tremendous coach. He understands the role of being a coach. He understands the role of teaching. Really knows how to communicate with your players and with me. He tells me in 2 years, he consolidated everything. It made things simpler. We've been able to just kind of roll into things. I think highly of him. I know he's a really good football coach, and I know he's got a lot in store for him in the future. Don't know what it looks like. A lot of speculation. You never know until it happens. But for him, say he was a head coach in the division, I'd enjoy beating his butt 2 times a year. Then he goes on. But unfortunately, I think nothing I could do about it. So I can just stay in my lane, make sure that I'm doing my best. And I know everything is going to work out. The season's going to get here. We're going to have an OC. We're going to have a play caller. We're going to have our team, and we're going to go out and try to beat our opponents. Don't they already have a play caller?
I think he's saying...
Or is he saying we're going to have... We already have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like support for Davis Webb. Maybe those comments helped?
Do you think Sean Payton should give up play calling duty to a guy like Davis Webb?
Depends on how good Davis Webb is. If he is this savant that we all say he is, then yes.
I have not seen the genius offensive minded Sean Payton in 3 years of watching the Broncos. Have you?
I have not. I've seen a lot of we're gonna run the ball and then running the ball.
Maybe I'm reading into it. Sounds like we're going to have a play caller. We're going to have somebody else call the plays.
I'd love that. I would love to see someone who wants a more balanced offense.
Yeah, that.
Like everybody, we always rave when a coach has a balanced offense where they're like 60-40, 50-50. Like we like that. It's just not happening with the Broncos.
Well, every week we ask the same question. Will they run the ball? And all the insiders I've had on, the Denver Post writers, the Benjamin Albrights, the Zach Stevens of the world, everybody I've asked, like, hey, they ran it like 14 times last week.
God dang it, run the dang ball!
Are they going to do it this week? Well, they should. The response was always, well, they should, but knowing Sean Payton, he's going to do more of the same. Is it just not in his DNA anymore? to focus on that? He just gets so lost in the passing game that it seems like a really easy thing to do. So if you're just kind of admitting that, yeah, that's just kind of who he is, does Greg Penner and George Payton sit down with him and say, we like what you're doing. Obviously, you've changed everything around here. Maybe you just got too much going on. And you have a young prospect that's going to be a candidate for a lot of jobs. Why don't we try to let him have some more control in the play calling? That's what it all kind of sets up to me as, Mike. You fire Joe Lombardi. There's no reason to fire him if you're that good of friends, because you were the one running the offense. There's no reason to fire him unless they had a blowout, which maybe a blow up. They could have.
I mean, it felt from Lombardi's comments like
he was in a mood.
Like there was a moody thing. Like there was no hard feelings, but he needed to do something. He needed to change something. Something wasn't going right. I'm thinking maybe Lombardi had to be the sacrificial lamb, we've got this team.
Yes, I think that in the back of his head, he's probably already haven't had those conversations with Davis Webb, and he's like, hey, if none of these other jobs outside of the Raiders make sense, you know, because the thing is, Mike, you know what there isn't in the NFL? There's no salary cap for coaches. You have the richest owners. So you can give Davis Webb, dare I say, head coach money to be your OC.
Do it.
I mean, they can. They can do that. They could probably do the same thing for Vance. And you're the wealth of the Walton Penner group would strike again. And that would be an amazing thing. They're not being greedy. They understand that, hey, the Super Bowl window is now, and we like the minds that are directing this thing. So let's lock them up while we can, because the Cardinals and Raiders, turning that thing around to the point where you're retained as the head coach is going to be very difficult, and then you get fired, and it's back to square one. So let's give them money for a couple of years, then run it back, and see if we can take advantage of the Super Bowl window, the years you don't have to pay a quarterback monster money that will keep you from signing anybody, you know, a lot of big players to surround him with. That would be the thinking. If we think Davis Webb is really that guy, get rid of Joe Lombardi, bring Davis Webb in, he's your OC. We'll see about Vance Joseph, because that's quiet too. But with no salary cap on coaches, would certainly make sense. 12:42 the time. Dixon Webb is going to want to call plays. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying. You don't, unless the money is head coach money, because odds are you're going to go to the Raiders. If you had to bet, the next coach of the Raiders will last how long? How long would you say? Three years at max.
Oh, not even that.
They've got a lot of issues, and I don't see that being fixed.
Their issue is their owner. They have and this is not me, Micah, hating the Raiders. This is me, Micah, speaking honestly. They have the worst owner by far in the league, worse than Jerry Jones.
Worse than the Cleveland Browns?
Absolutely worse.
43 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
MVP race is back on. Breaking news, Mike. The Nuggets have just, I'm guessing they announced it. Nikola Jokic plans to return tonight. Tonight. Versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl, haven't seen you in a while. They absolutely love that. If he plays out, I think he can miss like two games now, maybe one. But he can still be in the MVP race. Mike, I don't even know what this team is. It's been a month. It's been a month since we've seen the greatest player to ever do it. The greatest player in all of Denver sports history. The Nikola Jokic, the three-time MVP, one-time champ, but number one in your hearts. We'll be back tonight. There's my plans. This is why, guys. Travis, I won't be watching the Eagles. I won't be on the Australian whatever thing that you said, Chris said. I'll be on this. This is where I'll live tonight. We're going to see Nikola Jokic play basketball again. And I will never take that for granted ever again.
What if they start losing with him?
They will not. I don't know that they'll ever lose. They'll probably win every game. Now I'm turning into you. How about that?
What if they start losing?
How the turntables. They'll win tonight on back-to-back because Joker's going to go off for like, no, though. He'll probably be on like a minute restriction. Oh, hold on. I got to slow down a little bit, Mike. Guessing he will be on some kind of minute restriction. So you won't see him. I don't know. I'm shocked at the news because after last week we thought, oh, he's going to be back for Tuesday's game against Detroit. There was a lot of reports that were indicating he was going to be back for Tuesday's game. Then it suddenly just went quiet. And I thought, ooh, that might be a bad sign because of what happened with AG and Christian Brown. So maybe they're going to hold him out until the All-Star break. But they're going to go for it. And this, the timing is really good. The timing is great because Denver is 5.5 games out of the number one seed. They're a half a game out of the two seed. What's critical for Denver is to get one or two because you don't want the Thunder on your side of the bracket. And they're going to make a run. And the Thunder they lost last night pretty bad, I think, to the Timberwolves. So the time is now, and Joker's back. The whole show continues, presented by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310. KFKA, he's back, Michael.
School basketball is on. Northern Colorado's leader in preps. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. That's great news, Mike. It's got me very excited. You going to watch the Nuggets tonight? Yeah, you're going to watch the Nuggets tonight. I'll make the plans for you.
I will make sure to cancel tonight's preps game.
Cancel everything. No, don't cancel the preps
Flat
game.
Valley.
That's a big one tonight.
Forget you guys.
Well,
I'm
you
watching
can put
the
it
Nuggets.
On the background. Don't you have a television back there?
I do, but I
can't put it on the background.
Focus as much as I... When I'm watching sports, I have to focus 100%.
I'm guessing it's going to be... This will be... We haven't seen this much time without Joker. We haven't really... I mean, maybe a handful of games in the past. Maybe a game or two here or there. This is going to be strange. It's been a month since we've seen him play, so...
I've never seen you this happy.
Well, I've been happy with the Nuggets. We've just been waiting for this guy to get back. And
are
now,
you crying? Tears of happiness?
Crying? No, I'm not crying. But I am excited. I'm pumped for this. Hate that you can't watch a local team play on a local channel. I'm going to talk about this, Faith. I'm going to talk about this, and I'll tell you what happened to me last night and why I was pissed off. Buy or sell, coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.